The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. No greater compliment can be paid a person than to have someone say, "He was a good man," or "She is a good woman." It was said of Barnabas in the early church in Acts 11:24, "He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith." Of Dorcas we read, "This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did." That's Acts 9:36. Evidently, these people had learned what Micah of old had said. Micah said, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" Micah 6:8. And these things should be easily said of the whole community of Christian believers. Ephesians 2:8 reads, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." However, we know that in the final sense there is no one actually good but God, as Jesus asked the rich young ruler. Matthew 19:17, the Lord asked, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." Jesus is not disclaiming this goodness for himself when he said this. The rich young ruler had carelessly and unwittingly attributed deity to Jesus. He called him good master. Now he's prodded into thinking on this truth he's uttered. He will have to believe in the deity of Christ to carry out what the Lord is about to require of him. But in the relative sense, there are good people, relative in relation and contrast to the world. Standing before the world with its dark shadows and gray halftones, the real Christian is highlighted as being good. But standing before God, it's another picture and another story, because God is good in the absolute sense. And the world at its worst needs to see the church at its best. How we need to let our light shine. Jesus said in that familiar scripture, Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Note what he said here. We are not to shine our lights, but let them shine. There's a great difference. By shining our lights, we would be self-righteously displaying ourselves like the old scribes and Pharisees, very much like a child playing with a flashlight, on again, off again, and flashing the light into someone's face. But by letting our lights shine, we are just simply being our own genuine self, the real thing. We do not shine a mustered-up artificial light, but simply keep on being ourselves. The world will see that it's the real thing. We will not draw attention to ourselves as self-righteous hypocrites, but furnish light to a world lost in the darkness of sin. How one small light, if it is actually lit, can be seen in the darkest night. We cry out with the psalmist of old in Psalms 12:1, as he cried out. He says, "Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men." In a world that knows the price of everything but the value of nothing, we need good men. We need good women. Yes, good, and solidly good through and through. Is there actually a difference between us and the ungodly world? Can the world actually see the difference, actually see the goodness of God in us who profess to be children of God? Or are you, or am I, as a professed believer, just a replica of that which is about us, a part of the darkness as confirmed and a practicing sinner? Oh, what a shame. The world needs to see the real thing, and that the name of Christ really means something. Let's aspire to be what the Lord wants us to be, to what the Lord has in store for us. Then in time, it will be naturally said of each and every one of us, "He was a good man, she was a good woman." I thank you for listening this week.